Do I sound louder and clearer? That's what I want to know. Live from Orange County, deep behind the orange curtain from our Sweet James studio, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. 800-222-5222 is the number. Sam at samnation.com is the email. And I do check that throughout the show. I am drinking, in case you're wondering here, I have in front of me, Bill, excellent today, by the way, a hot mug of Kofif. I figured I needed this. If I'm going to talk about Trump's tweeting, what better way than with some nice hot Kofif? Well, okay, before I get into that, 10 years since the iPhone came out. Where were you? I have to ask you that. So I remember exactly where I was when the iPhone came out. And that's because I was in a line waiting for an iPhone. Well, I game the system. I didn't do the Apple Store line. Remember when it came out, the lines were insane. They'd wrap around the building if you went to an Apple Store that was in a mall, in a shopping center, like an indoor, controlled space. They would create a line outside the mall, like in the parking lot or on the sidewalk. And it looked like, it looked like when the Star Wars movies come out. It's a bunch of very odd-looking, unwashed people in black T-shirts with lots of dandruff. We're standing out there for days on end. No, I'm just... nerds. Yeah, they were nerds. But so I, of course... am I one of them? No, I have loved Apple products my entire life. Before Apple was cool. And so for me... and especially being in the business world, and I had this phone. I'll crap on them. It was Motorola. It was a terrible, awful phone. But it was the first smartphone that I had, and it had email, and you could browse the internet. But it was garbage. It just never worked right. And the email didn't work, and I'd send an email, and people would say they didn't get it, and I had a host of problems with it. So when I heard that Apple was coming out with a phone, it was just the best of the best. But I found out that AT&T stores were selling them. So I got a local AT&T store that's not too far away from here. I pass it every time, and I remember standing there. And I was like third or fourth in line. And so I got one. I think they went on sale at 6 p.m. And I think by 6:30, 6:45, I was walking out the door with my iPhone. It was really a great day. 10 years ago, and Apple sold a billion of these puppies. Think about that. 1 billion iPhones. And if they're, $300 to $600 a pop, or $400 to $600 a pop, that's a lot of billions. Wow. All right. So my morning today started in the bathroom. Took my iPhone. I was on my iPhone. No. I just finished brushing my teeth and was talking to the wife. And I've got my iPhone. I'm on Twitter. And right at the top, the way I have it set up is I get all of Trump stuff to see what the latest craziness is. And I read it out loud to Sherry, and I said, "This is uh-oh." Was my first reaction. Because this tweet today that everybody's talking about, this tirade against Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, was really just not necessary. I'll read it to you first. Let's start with where the journey began. So this morning, let me see, make sure I get it here exactly right. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe. This is Trump. This is straight from the tweet. No fake news here. I'm giving it to you exactly straight, right between the eyes. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speak badly of me. Don't watch anymore. That was in parentheses. Then how come low IQ Hold on. Okay, then how come low IQ Crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's and insisted on joining me? So I guess they went to Mar-a-Lago around New Year's and wanted to hang out and talk to Trump. All right, typical setup. This is where it gets great. Trump writes, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Okay, so I read it. Yeah, no, he has a thing with blood. He doesn't like women that are bleeding. If you're a woman and you're bleeding, you got to stay away from Trump. I don't recommend that you get anywhere in his presence. So I see this tweet. I go, well, my first thought is, why? Because when people say Trump shouldn't tweet, I stand up for his tweeting. And I have to defend this all the time. And I feel like I'm a defender of Trump. I have to, well, I'm trying to balance out all the negative crap all the time. So people say, you shouldn't tweet. Just need to take his phone away from him. He's just crazy. You just got to cut that out. And I say, no, this is how he communicates. And 95%+ of what he does, what he tweets, is excellent. And some of this stuff is spot on. Today alone, I counted just up until maybe a minute ago when I was still reviewing this, he did 13 tweets today. And it was this two-part tweet here that is the one that got him into trouble. I mean, my point is most of Trump's tweets are totally innocuous, on message, putting information out there that's good for him and that advances his brand. It's not taking up his whole day. It's 13 tweets. I don't think he sits around and labors on these for hours. If he did, I'm guessing some of them would certainly be more artfully written. So I look at this and I go, so it's about, with Trump, it's always about the sub 5%. The 5% of his, some of his judgment calls are off. But the biggest crime here is not this sexist attack as it's being described on Mika Brzezinski. Because Mika's a big girl. I don't mean she's large. I just mean she's got a bully pulpit of her own. And she's no saint in this. And I'm going to explain that. The real crime here is why elevate two losers? I mean, I look at the show. I can't watch it. Mika and Joe are unwatchable. They're both married with other people, and I don't know if you know this. They recently broke off their various marriages and have gotten engaged. So not just are they two stupid liberals who are yakking about everything horrible going on in the country, but they've got this weird PDA dynamic thing going. Yeah, no, it not like Hannity and Combs. No, no, different. Different. I can't watch it. But why elevate them? Why take? I'm looking at Trump's Twitter right now. Followers, 32.9 million followers. How many warm bodies do you think watch Mika and Joe? Like, not that many. Producer Robbie's putting up some fingers on one of his hands. I mean, not a lot. And that's that. Why promote them? It's such a stupid move. But I don't want to. If you're wondering what provoked it, okay. Let me tell you. So right before this tweet gets fired off, there's this exchange going on about the news from yesterday about the fake Time magazine cover. Have you heard about this? Apparently, some of Trump's golf clubs have a cover hanging. It's framed. It's in the golf club lobby or lounge or whatever. It has him on the cover of Time magazine. And the only problem with it really is that it's fake. Trump's not really wasn't really put on that cover. In fact, it was Kate Winslet. So Kate Winslet got the boot, according to somebody in the Trump organization. Was it Trump that had it photoshopped? I don't know. Could he have done it? Sure, whatever. Happened a long time ago. doesn't matter to anybody. Obviously, it matters to him, and it certainly matters to Mika and Joe because they're talking about it. They're yucking it up. And here's just a snippet of the exchange that set Trump off.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country.
Okay.
It's a good feel.
Where are your hands in that photo?
Well, he's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
So they're teensy, right, Mika? Teensy hands. So I see where I'm going with this. I don't want to hear another person come up to me today and say, this is so unpresidential. What is happening with, can you imagine Reagan or Nixon even, that Nixon, right? Because every liberal brings up Nixon as the, you know, paradigm of, you know, of criminality in the Oval Office. I mean, there's no worse president than Richard Nixon. Even Nixon wouldn't have. My answer to it is, Walter Cronkite wouldn't say half the stuff that Mika, none of the stuff that comes out of Mika Brzezinski's mouth. I mean, I did a quick compilation here. We did here at the Sam Nation Studios to just give you a taste. This is not comprehensive, my friends. This is not an exhaustive list. This is just 44 seconds to give you a little, I don't know, a little amuse-bouche of what is offered on a daily basis on Morning Joe by Mika Brzezinski about Trump.
The next president is going to be the man who rose to power on the birther movement. He's such a narcissist. It is possible that he's mentally ill in a way. We don't know if it's abusive power. We don't know if it's utter stupidity, but he may not be able to be in that office. It's time for Article 25.
Amendment 25.
Amendment
25th Amendment.
Idiot. Let's do it. No, seriously, that there are people who need to really think about that. How long do they want this to last? We need a real president. At the very least, he's not well, and he's so narcissistic, he does not believe the rules apply to him. And that's where the ignorance label may apply. I have lost hope completely, and my mind is closed. This presidency is fake and failed.
All right, you get the idea. He's mentally ill. It's stupidity, utter stupidity. We need a real president. You know, this kind of stuff is on there. Now, they're calculus, of course. Yeah, no, they really believe this. They're not doing it just for the ratings. It's not like that. They really believe this. They have it in for him. Mika Brzezinski, you know, her father was a national security advisor for Carter. Yeah, that was a bang up job of a presidency, wasn't it, Mika? She won't stop talking about it. Back when my father served the president had standards. Yeah, he was writing long apology love notes to the Ayatollah Khomeini. Going, oh, as a man of God, one man of God to another man of God, you know, can we please talk about this little problem that we have? Surely this is just a misunderstanding. You know, when you stormed our embassy and took our people hostage, you know, that was Carter. Freaking idiot. But he wasn't an alpha male. So when you hear people saying, you know, this is just beneath the dignity of the deterioration of political discourse, the media is participating in it too. What the media has done for years is crush people. They pick a target. They select a victim, determine they're going to ruin him or her, and then slowly and methodically crush them. And the way they succeed at doing it is at the same time they're crushing them, they're convincing their victim that the right thing, the decent thing, the proper thing, especially if it's an elected official, is to be silent, is to be quiet. I have such a great experience about this from my youth because when I grew up in Irvine here, and my father worked at UCI, and there was a gentleman that was the head of the UCI library who was just a gentleman. and I watched the Orange County Register. I remember this vividly. I was a young kid. I remember them destroying. This is not a, he was a liberal guy. He was a left-wing guy. But he wasn't progressive enough for the university. They leveled a charge of racism against him, which was totally absurd. And they drove him out of town. He never fought back. Exactly the same thing that George Bush did, right? You hear everybody saying how much they love George Bush? Yeah, because he never fought back. So I'll come back. Let me tell you what the White House response is. We'll talk about that a little bit because I actually think it's spot on. I think, yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders got up there and gave it her all. And people are criticizing her for it. But have a listen. You be the judge. And we'll be back right after this.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC. I want to ask a question. How safe have you felt in the last 2 hours and 24 minutes? Because that is exactly the amount of time that has elapsed since the travel ban went into effect. All the networks had countdown clocks to the travel ban going into... I wonder what would happen to you if you had just landed and the plane's taxiing. It's like a fuse is lit. You gotta get in and clear, or you're hosed. All right, Sam Rogowski back behind the Sam Nation microphone here on KABC Talk Radio 790. Okay, so these tweets, the mean tweets of Washington D.C. Not the mean streets, but the mean tweets. Fuck, like I had to explain that joke. Well, the media does this. The media picks a target, they lock on that target, and they determine they're going to destroy the target. I watched them do this with George W. Bush for 8 years. As a conservative, I didn't always like Bush, by the way. It wasn't always my cup of tea. But I absolutely was enraged with how determined the press was, the media was, to destroy him. He couldn't do anything right. The guy got no breaks. I think we forget about this because, well, we had 8 years of Obama in between, but it was maddening. And I know I'm not alone. And so the next thing, the next question or concern, because I want to make sure you're informed. I want to make sure that you got to know more than the next guy or gal. And the conventional thinking out there right now is, oh, this is it. This is it. I mean, you know, Sheila Jackson Brown on the House of the Floor. Oh, this is, I'm not going to do anything with this president. I'm not going to, I'm just going to sit in my office until he's out of here. Okay, you do that, Sheila. But here's the real deal. There are so many people who know, who remember what I remember. In fact, they remember it better because they were older and more aware than I, you know, most people in their 20s were when Bush was president, people my age. And they remember the press chopping him up into little pieces and feeding him to hungry alligators, basically. And they didn't like it. I didn't like it. And I distinctly remember when the primaries were on and I heard Trump fighting back and I thought, ah, yes, yes, yes. He fights back. Yeah, it's great. You know, turn the other cheek works great on Sundays. Okay, it does. And no, you shouldn't elevate two bozo reporters to martyrdom. So things like this are just too far. But in principle, what Trump is doing is good. It's good to fight back. If you don't fight back, you allow the opposition to define you. So his instincts, remember when I'm talking about 95% of his tweets being good and that the people that want to take his Twitter away, that I think they're wrong. Because I hear it even from friendlies. I was somewhere and I heard, you know, take his Twitter away. I just wish they'd take his Twitter away. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, you don't necessarily want to do that because he's got this thing. He's got this ability. He's got a knack. I don't have it. I know I don't have it because half the time he does things that work, I think to myself, oh, no. And then it works. He has a political instinct that is phenomenal, especially for someone who has no background in politics. And so when I hear all the articles today, Republican so-and-so and Senator so-and-so and party grandee so-and-so, and you get all these, you know, you get all these inside the beltway political actors, be they elected officials or their hangers-on, all condemning the president. I listen to that and I say, okay, whatever, you bunch of milquetoast dudes. This doesn't work for you, but it works for him. And he's the one that's getting, he's got attack dogs on him. There's some news out of Disneyland that kind of fits this whole sexist theme, accusation. I'm going to talk about that when we come back after the break. In the meantime, we got John Wolfe with the news.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Live from deep behind the orange curtain on Talk Radio 790 KBC, this is Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, and let's do this. Before I get to the Disneyland story, you're going to, for those of you who are Disneyland fans, as I am for sure, this will be of interest. I do want to still mention a few things related to Trump's wild morning of tweeting. Now, as I sit here behind the Sam Nation microphone, I am drinking my Kofif and helping explain to you the entire background here to what I, you know, what I think about this, which is, you know, it's at the end of the day, the people that support Trump, they bought him knowing that he was a little bit defective, that he does crazy things and texts and tweets crazy things, but that he fights back against the media that is out for blood, that is out to murder him. And this is exactly the response that came from the White House today. Because there was a on-camera press briefing today led by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the deputy press secretary, and you betcha the press, I mean, this was the top story today. So they went after her for it, ready to do it, and this is exactly her response.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that the president has been attacked mercilessly on personal accounts by members on that program. And I think he's been very clear that when he gets attacked, he's going to hit back. I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter. And that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
Okay, and I want to add one thing to this because I saw this clip a number of times and replayed it. She does not look defensive. She, and maybe this is part of her disposition, why I think that Sarah Sanders is really effective, because she just has this absolutely matter-of-fact look when she's delivering it, and she's delivering this in general. But to her point, I played that montage a little bit earlier in the show. I mean, Mika Brzezinski has called Trump mentally ill, utterly stupid. We need a real president. This presidency is fake and failed. I've lost hope completely. My mind is closed. He's narcissistic. I mean, these are the types of stuff that every day she's just word vomiting out there. And so to then suddenly, whoa, hold the, what did the president of the United States say? What did he say? I mean, here's Anna Navarro on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and this is her response. It's very typical type of response, although I think you'll find parts of this humorous. But this is what Anna Navarro said to, you know, to voice her just total indignation over Trump's tweeting.
When I first saw the tweet this morning, I was frankly disgusted. I thought to myself, this dude has got such a fixation with women and blood. What is wrong with him? And then you remember that this dude, this disgusting dude, is the president of the United States. And you realize just how much he is diminishing the presidency of the United States. You realize that what he is doing is not just acting for Donald Trump. He's acting for all of us. He's acting for our president. And he is embarrassing. He is shameful. He is disgusting. It's time that somebody looks at the camera and looks at him and calls him up and says, listen, you crazy lunatic 70-year-old man, baby, stop it. You are now the president of the United States, the commander in chief, and you need to stop acting like a mean girl because we just won't take it.
Yeah, you know what I have to say to this? See, Trump is only their president when they're chastising him. But they spend most of their time, these talking heads, liberal fanatics on TV, denouncing him, resisting. He's not our president. He's not legitimate. He's a clown. He's a this. This is, what did Mika Brzezinski say? This presidency is fake and failed. It's time for the 25th Amendment. We got to just, you know, just get rid of him. How long do we want this thing to last? But suddenly he is their president. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Who is this guy? Who is this crazy? Doesn't he realize he's bringing the presidency down? Total nonsense. Fake crocodile tears. Sam Rogowski back right after this.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-790-
that doggy in the window. That is what sometimes people ask when they call attorneys. How much are you? And you know, that is, that's exactly the wrong question to ask. It's what are you going to do for me? Because if you're paying a lawyer, like sweet James Bergner, if you're paying him a percentage of your settlement, and that's how most of these things work, right? There's no money up front, so you're going to pay a percentage at the end. But guess what? If that lawyer is really good, you're paying a percentage, even if it's maybe 5% higher than the other guy. But the better lawyer, the more expensive lawyer, but he's better. He gets you 3 times the money. The math always works out in your favor. You've got to remember this. And I know a lot of people call. They're worried about the money, and they think they can price shop. And there's a difference, you know. You pay X amount of dollars for a Corolla and Y amount of dollars for a Mercedes, and it's the same with lawyers. You want the Rolls Royce of lawyers, and that is Attorney Sweet James Bergner. Well, Rolls Royce, I think that's wrong. I don't know. Rolls Royce with a beard. Can we say that? Maybe like a Ford Raptor. You know, just mean, slick. I don't know. But look, if you've been injured, if you've been hit by a Ford Raptor, and you need somebody to help you get back on your feet, Sweet James Bergner, he's the guy for you. His phone number, 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rojofsky, I'm back, and I'll finish up here this issue with Mika Brzezinski and the president's texts. Yes, the media attacks, the media destroys, and then is shocked and surprised when their victim fights back. This isn't about sexism. This isn't about anything. The victim, right? They're playing the victim card, and it is the same exact thing that was happening with the press whining yesterday about how Trump's attacks on them is causing a hostile and dangerous environment. Please. Total nonsense. They're the ones causing a hostile environment, and quite to the opposite. They finally are facing some accountability. Somebody is hot on their trail. But they're so used, and I actually think if the left wants white privilege, if they want that to be a thing, I'm going to call this media privilege. This is the media being entitled, being self-righteous, indignant. They're so important. We're the ones, we are the fact checkers. We're the we decide whether politicians live or die. So, careful, you know, that thing got a little too real. And the entire Donald Trump presidency is an affront to that. If you want to know why the press hates Trump so much, it's not because he's tweeting at horse-faced Mika Brzezinski. One thing I got out of his tweet was I'm surprised. Well, did you know she had a facelift? It was anyway. But that's not the point. They want to make it this is the guy that fought back. This is the guy that nothing stuck to. And that's all there is to say about it. Anyways, Disneyland, Pirates of the Caribbean. Have you heard about this? Speaking of sexism, I've predicted this would happen. By the way, Pirates of the Caribbean, one of my favorite rides. Absolutely love it. I still remember, I have an early childhood memory of going on Pirates of the Caribbean and being frightened. I genuinely remember being frightened on Pirates of the Caribbean. And I remember in one of the scenes when you're about midway through the ride, they had this little chase scene where they had the male pirates, the invaders, chasing the women. Anyway, and they had they changed that up to make it a little less sexist. Well, now they're changing something else up. A scene inside the ride to make it less sexist. Do you know what it is? All right, I'll tell you when we come back. Stay tuned.
Talk radio
77790 KABC.
Times are a-changing at Disneyland. Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay. Do you know the scene that they're changing? It's the auction scene. And right now there's a pirate, one of those giant big booted pirates, and he's auctioning off ladies. I think in pirate parlance, they're wenches. I just want to make sure I've got the right technical language down. But at any rate, that's done and over. The scene will be tweaked. The redhead there that's doing some of the talking, she's going to be the auctioneer. It's going to be a female auctioneer, and instead of auctioning women, they're going to be auctioning some other valuables. So they're going to change it up. And I guess it's to evolve with the times. Now, I don't like this, you know. It kind of reminds me of what's going on with all these statues, these Confederate statues in New Orleans and other places in the South. It's part of our history. Do you know who blows up monuments and changes things? It's ISIS. You know, it's primitive cultures that come in and say, oh, that's bad, and demolishes it. We had the kind of thing in Europe. You know, the Protestants came along, would come to Catholic churches and knock out all the effigies. You go to beautiful cathedrals and beautiful statues that were once there, they're empty. It's the work of fanatics. Now, Disneyland, a private company, they can do what they want. And of course, a lot of evolution is for the better. I'm just a traditionalist. I'm a preservationist. I like history, and I love the parts of Disneyland, honestly, that are old, that have still traces of Walt Disney and being touched by the original creation and concept of the park. So it kind of bothers me. But there it is. Now, I'm sorry, we had a George in San Fernando Valley calling and wanted to tell me that Trump is uncouth, un-American, undistinguished, and that I am rationalizing. If it was a Democrat, I'd be tearing him apart. George, I'm sorry you didn't hang on there. I would have loved to have talked to you. So I'll tell you what I think about that. My response to you, I'm not rationalizing it. I'm telling you as a voter, I'm through my own eyes. It's the only thing I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. And as a voter, I did not like when President Bush just sat there and didn't respond. I didn't like it when he didn't fight back. And so I'm seeing a guy who he's being literally scorched and he's fighting back. And I'm not rationalizing, but I'm willing to excuse the occasional instance of where he goes too far, because I like, and many other people who support Trump like, the fact that he's taking the fight back to the media. And besides, I think the media is so self-important and so self-righteous and so smug. They've been playing this game of destroying people for too long. And you cannot have it both ways. You cannot on one hand say, not my president, no, no, no. And then when he does something you don't like, well, he's not just speaking for Donald Trump. He's speaking for all of us. It's two-faced. It's illogical. Doesn't make any sense. So there we have it. All right. As per usual, the hour just flies by. I'm so glad you were here with us tonight. I love all of you. I am so grateful that you listen, that you're here with us every evening. I love it. I enjoy this. It's my favorite time of the day. And it wouldn't be what it is without you. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC, back tomorrow at 7.
KABC.